That minyone de reishel v'seifel meute de rav de ravasi. That rav de ravasi hold that soito an island is pater der tzor. So our mission is lemeute de rav de ravasi. Or be rav de ravasi hold that soito pater der tzor. So let me masbir zayn first. The yisayid of the aloche that's soito pater the Torah. The aloche is like this. A isha that is mezane is called a soito. If she's nistero, it's called soito sofek. A bra isha that is mezane b'teras vada is called a soito. Now, the aloche is soito, isha that is mezane, soito asuro al bailo. The aloch is soito asuro al bailo. Aber chutz from her baal, she's also to boil. For the person that was me'aneser or was mezane with her, chutz from that, be'etzim she's muta. So isha that is mezane, the aloch is her husband has to divorce her, and everyone else is allowed to marry her. Chutz from the boil. Now, the aloch is that if a isha was mezane and the husband did not have a chance to divorce her and he died, the brothers did not do yibum. Does it the sugya and daf yudalef? Soito tumoksim b'karayis, you don't do yibum. Yishal ha-shoyel, what is the shaykhas? To her husband is tumoksim b'karayis. To every strange person, she's mutal. So why you can't do yibum? Why the brothers cannot marry her? Stam, what is the pshat in the sugya? Batsim is negat to the sugya of Yudalef. Soito asura lebailo. Lebailo, she's also. To everyone else, she's mutter. So why the aloha is that when you have a soito and she dies, the yavam cannot do yibu. The brothers can't do yibu. So we'll see later. It's efshar. It's droshes. It's psukim. But the avonas advarim is, while they taking over the marriage, the nesuim of the brother, and in that marriage is a tumoksim b'kearayis, so klapei the yovam, that marriage has the tumoksim b'kearayis, and it's a drosha, lemais it's not only a svara, maybe it's also a drosha, see the gemara later in Lefyudalef, so you can say to the vav, v'meile, you cannot do yibu. So tumoksim b'kearayis, kol ha'olam kulo she's mutar. It's a new marriage. The yovam that is coming mikoyach achiv, b'mutar le'nesar b'asur le'kol shekhen, b'meile, you can't do yibum tumoksim b'kearayis. So if a isha is mezane, and the husband didn't have a chance to divorce her, and he died, the brothers don't do yibum as tumoksim b'kearayis. Not only that the brothers don't do yibum, because you can't do yibum tumoksim b'kearayis, she patters the tzor. This is the chiddush of Rav and the Ravasi. Our Mishnah says that she doesn't patter the tzor. But Rav and the Ravasi hold that she patters the tzor. So the Gemara says, minyone limiuta de Rav and the Ravasi. That not only, again, the husband is also its poshut, the boil is also its poshut, everyone else is mutter. But if the husband didn't manage to divorce her and he dies, so the yovam that is ba mikoyach habal cannot do yibum. And not only he can't do yibum to her, she patters the tzor. Zog de gemara barazei. So why the Tana didn't write it? Lerav and the Ravasi. Why the Tana doesn't write down soito? It's one of the arayas that a poito tzor sayem. Soito. Enter the gemara lefisha eina b'tzora tzor. While none of the brothers could marry her, none of the brothers could marry the tzor, so leke b'tzora tzor. So the Tzorah is all the more that by the other brothers she's not also, she doesn't part of the Tzorah. Holach ochiv shazeh venoso Tzorah. And then the other brother dies and now she falls back to the one that she's also. Aber besaito, while she's also leyovam, and she parts the Tzorah, so no one could marry her. So less of the Tzorah Tzorah. Dosi de gemore. Frek teise sakashe, you write that soito. Ali bederav. Loi mashkachas lo betzora tzoro. Why? Because she's osu. And b'meile she patters the tzoro. And no one could marry him. B'meile is no echetimtze. Es taken no echetimtze. Leke betzora tzoro. Frek Tei says, but we have echetimtze by the boil. She's also osur on the boil. So we'll have a case. So Isha was mezane, the husband divorced her. She's mutter to marry everyone, chutzim the guy that she was mezane. Say that. But she's allowed to marry the brothers of the guy she was mezane. There's no problem to marry the brothers of the guy that she was mezane. Why not to marry the brothers of the guy that she was mezane? It's no problem. The whole world she's mutter. Even to the brothers of the husband, we said, because they took over the issues, they had a problem. But the brothers of the mezane, no problem. She was mezane with him. Now she's married the brothers. Everything's fine. She's allowed to marry the brothers. So she's marrying the brothers. Now the brother dies, so the mezane can marry her. And he can marry the tzora. But the other brother can marry her and can marry the tzora. So mashkachas lo betzora tzora. Friktes is mashkachas lo betzora tzora. Because in a minute the husband dies and she's also and the husband and everyone should be koichoi and she badders the tzora, so none of the brothers could marry. But the boyal she could marry the brothers of the boyal, so the husband divorced her and she went and she married the brothers of the boyal, and now that brother died, so on the boyal she's also and the other brothers is mutter. Mashkachas lebetzora tzora. This is Teisus Kasha. V'yashleim azek Teisus a medresh plia. Shekeivon de legabi baal loy mashkachas tzora tzoro. אין לנו להחמיר בתומה דגבי בויל יויסו מתומה דגבי בר ספורה אדומה ואל בדבר למשכח הצור הצור סעין החנמים בדחשב בדבויל הוא יקונה בצור הצור אבל אין לנו להחמיר בבויל יויסו מבבר why אין לנו להחמיר בבויל יויסו מבבר Teisus doesn't say why so I want לאט לאט שתי דו היסויד in Teisus Teisus repeats it in Yevomis נפלמד היי that the Isur of the Boyal is matched to the Isur of the Baal. Loshen HaGemor is Alemol. Kishem she'asura lebaal, kach asura leboyal. Loshen HaRambam. Kevon she'zinso, the Rambam is in Perek Beis, Misoyta Aloche Gimel. Hoil v'nesro ala baal, asura ala boyal, kederech she'asura ala baal. Some say it so white, I don't know if it's MS, but some say it, that it's like a punishment. She asked it to the husband. What you did to the husband, Kasher also ken yos eloi. Kasher also ken yos eloi. She caused the Isur on the Baal. So he caused the Isur on the Baal. He gets also Isur. We'll see later, Kubinaf Kaminas. So white, Teisus in Daf Lamed Hei explains it mamish klo. We know that the issue that is mezane is osur lebailo. What would be a isha that was not mezane? She was not mezane, she was nenas. Someone was me'anes a isha. She's mutter lebailo or osu lebailo? Someone was me'anes a isha. She's mutter lebailo or osu lebailo? Aval she's mutter lebailo. Claire Teisves, to the boy, she's osu or not? Listen what is going on here. A guy is ma'anis a isha, she wants, he wants, osu lebal, osu leboyal. He had the isha was ma'anis, a mushche, a rosha. The baal is muter. The boyal is muter or not? The boyal is even worse. Zog teisves, val asura lebal, asura leboyal. And she's muter to the baal, she's muter to the boyal. Because the isur of the boyal, if we're looking at the boyal, if we want to punish him or not, here for sure would be a reason to punish him. He's ma'anis. But if the answer is, it's only if it's also the baal, not because he asked it to the baal. And then if Kamila will be, if he asked it to the baal is a kohen, that she's also the baal. But Zaktesis, vail is no isur le baal, is no isur le boyal. So the isur of the baal, the boyal is a match from the isur to the boyal. And when she's mutter to the baal, she's mutter to the boyal. Some achroinim will take it even a step weiter. What if the baal doesn't know? So the alochim, the rabbonim, he's allowed to stay with her. Eino ne'emenes. So isha she'omru lebailo t'meyo ani, Chazal says she's eino ne'emenes. Could be if she's not neman to the baal, she's mutter to the boyal. We'll see later. Mishel HaMelech wants to say such a tzad. I'm just first saying the pshat. Before, let me to be mind me the dvorim klo. So this is the Chidush Aleph of Teisves. This is before the Avonas Advorim. That the Asura Leboyel, Asura Lebal, Asura Lebal, Asura Leboyel is Kishem Sha Asura Lebal, Kach Asura Leboyel. And Val is no Isur to the Baal, is no Isur to the Boyel. So Teisves takes it to the next step and says, while by the Baal is no Tzor Asoro, so by the Boyel is also no Tzor Asoro. The Boyel is exactly like the Baal. This is the Avonah and Teisves. Val by the Baal is no Isur of Tzor Asoro. Bemele is no Isur by the Boyel, also of Tzor Asoro. The Baal cannot make a Tzor Asoro. The Boyel also cannot make a Tzor Asoro. I, no Avonah. The Isur of the Boyel is a match of the Isur of the Baal. Till here it's clear. Kumt Rebel Chonon, fragt Rebel Chonon Akasha. I think Vov Yudbeis. Yudbeis Vov. The Keren Oiro fragt the Kasha, though. Alle Achroini fragt the Kasha. What is the Sheiches? Bishleimen, the case that we said. Lemoshel. Oines. She's not also on the Baal, she's not also on the Boyel. I hear. The husband doesn't believe her. She's not also on the Baal, she's not also on the Boyel. But by us, listen carefully. She's a erve. If she would have a tzor atzoro, she would be also. She's also on all of the brothers. Bemele, she's potter and the tzor is potter. So you never could come to tzor atzoro. But the tumok simbo kearayas is a tumok gmuro. Tumok simbo kearayas is a tumok gmuro. She has a ganze parsha of tumak simbo kearayas, a full parsha of tumak simbo kearayas. In ganze. She has a full parsha of tumak simbo kearayas. No vos, lo imash kachas lo betzor atzoro. Aichatimtze, you're missing aichatimtze. Pseida. Aber with the boyel, you're not missing aichatimtze. So what is the sheiches to say, val the isur from the boyel comes from the isur of the baal, val by the baal. So by the boyel also, lo imashkachas lo tzoro. But I learned two moksiv bo kearayas. She's the erva to the baal. If she's the erva to the baal, she's the erva to the boyel. That erva of the baal, tuzoif, tzoro, 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 atzof galayilom. This one, the erva tuzoif. Granted, technically it doesn't work. Technically it doesn't work. So b'meile, I will ask you a shayla. Only for him, Chosha Sadvorim. He's me'anes a Yisho. Toch kedei the oynes, the husband died. It was never time. Mamish, when he finished the beer, the oyn, the baal died. So it's not also the baal, so it's not also the boyel. It's not true. The Torah, what's the sheiches? She's also the baal. Punk the baal is not here anymore. Vos kementon. She's an erve leibum, and erve leibum passes tzorah v'tzorah tzorah seim atzof kol ha'olam. But the boyel, you have the Echatimtze, but the Baal, you don't have the Echatimtze. So you're right that the Boyal is Nimshach from the Baal. It's the same Ahalach, it's the same Agdore. It's Meshach Shaychi, Kishim Shasur Ale Baal, Asur Ale Boyal. Azei Dreitzach the Aloche, Azei Geitzach the Aloche, Azei Geitzach the Isu. But so what? So what? Dosi the Oras Advor. Azei Frek the Keranoiro, Azei Frek the Belchono. The Teretz Aposhet. Again, Amodas Advor in the Enteisfes. Shtei do in Teisfes. That the gather of two moksiv bo kearayas besoito chotch b'shitas ha-teisves. We'll see later in daf Yud Aleph, maybe it's a machlekes rishonim. Chotch b'das ha-teisves. Two moksiv bo kearayas doesn't mean like everyone learns kipshutoi. She's like a erve. If she's like a erve, the boyel is also like a erve. I by the baal, you don't have three generations, only tzorah. And by the boyel you have, too bad. But it's the same two moksiv bo kearayas. The Teretz's name, Tumok Simbo Kearayas, the Geder Advorim is, she's not a Erve. Why she's a Erve? She was Mezane. How she became a Erve? Erve is Ishus. Zog the Ramban and Daf Yud Alef, Maaseo Horoim Gormulo. It's a punishment. It's not really that she's a Chefze of a Erve. What is the punishment? We give you the Alochas that we give the Erve. Legabe Yibum, not legabe Yavizin. Lemoshul, Kiddushin Toifsin Besoito. Fake the Ramban, why Kiddushin Toifsin Besoito? Tumok Sibo Kearayas? The husband wants to remarry her. Kiddushin Atoifsin, why the Kiddushin Atoifsin? Tumok Sibo Kearayas? Ishken Erve, Zog the Ramban. Ve'ein Ze Erve. Elo Maaseo Roim Gormulo. She's a bad person. Maaseh Aroim Gomulo. But she's not a real Elve. Vash is not a real Elve, only Maaseh Aroim Gomulo. But she's not a real Elve, only Maaseh Aroim Gomulo. Vash is not a real Elve, and Maaseh Aroim Gomulo. So what is the aloche? We give her the aloche of a Yevama. So now, lo mitrachim, what happens when it's an Erve and Yibum? Erve and Yibum does three things. Patters me Yibum. Haloche Aleph. A Erve is pturo me Yibum. Eino, pturo min a Yibum v'achalitze. Haloche Aleph. It's another aloche and Erve. She patters a tzore. And it's another aloche and Erve. She patters tzore tzore. We have droshes later. We'll see later if Yud Gimel. Eli Elohi, Tzoroso Minayin, Eli Elo Tzoroso, Litzroi. So we know the Erve patters me Yibum, patters the Tzoro, and patters Tzoro, Tzoroso. Kum the Drosha and says, Tumoksib Boke Arayas, give her the list that you give Arayas. Give her what you give Arayas. You give Arayas a Ptur, give her a Ptur. Tumoksib Boke Arayas, give her the Pturim that you give Arayas. Give her the pturim that you give Arayas. While I have to give her the ptur that I give Arayas, Arayas apotu meibum, she gets the ptur. Arayas apotu poiter tzoro, she gets the ptur. Arayas patu the tzora tzoro, she gets the ptur. This is the tzura sadvorim. After we know that this is tzura sadvorim, we'll go back. We come to the soito. She's not a real ervet. Kiddushin teisimbo. She needs to get the aloches of the ervet. Aloche Aleph, Erve is potu, she gets. Aloche Beis, Erve patu tzoro, she gets. Aloche Gimel, not negea. So the pasuk is not saying nothing about it, right? So now the boyel gets exactly what the baal got. The baal only got two aloches. The hainu. If tumoksid bo karayis, that she's a chefse of Erve, what happens later from the Erve is a lo manienoti. So the boyel also gets the aloches that she's a chevtze v'erve. I, by the soito, is only nafkemina for her and for the tzoro and not for the next one. Seidel. Over by the boyel, I'll be nafkemina for her, for the tzoro, and for the tzoro tzoro. But if the gather is, not that I give her the shame tumo karai is the shame erve. It's not. Soito is not a real erve. I give her the aloches of the erve. She gets the aloches of the Erve. What is the legabe Yibum? Erve patas me Yibum, patas a tzoro, and patas tzoro tzoro tzoro. Va legabe the soito, we only could learn two, and we can't learn the third one. We only could learn two, and we can't learn the third one. Azay? So b'meile legabe soito, we learn that she gets the aloches of the Erve, klapi ptur Yibum, and she gets the aloches of the Erve, klapi ptur tzoro, aber legabe tzoro tzoro, we can't dash in the pasuk. Now the boyel comes to become exactly like the Baal, while the boyel comes to become exactly like the Baal. So if the boyel wants to be like the Baal has a aloche ptur erve, seida, ptur tzoro, tzoro tzoro, the Baal doesn't have. So the boyel also doesn't have. This is be'etzem pshat divrei ha'tosfos. Ba. Shlav aleph pshat divrei ha'tosfos. Pshat divrei ha'tosfos. This is Reb Shleimer Alter, but this is the Aleph. This is Unteres. This is Pshat Poshut. Maybe we're mamshich one more chelik in the Pshat Poshut. That lechuretz tolui how you learn Pshat in the Gemara and Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara and Daf Yud Gimel clears how we know Tzora Tzora. Rab Yudah holds a pasuk. Rav Ashi holds a svore. Rav Yudah holds litzroi. Atere ripsa tzoro isarbe. Rav Ashi says it's a svore. Azei Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara. If the erbe patas the tzoro, it's a svore that the tzoro will patas the tzoro tzoro. It's not a posuk, it's a svore. Tesis learns no. Lekule alme tzoro tzoro is a posuk. Tesis and Avbez in the second teretz. Aber lefi Rashi and Tesis in the first teretz, Rav Ashi learns that it's a svore. So now we have to ois cheshbe. Tesis we answered that we learn out the ptur erve to soito, not that she's an erve bechefze, what erve is potu meibum, she's potu. Erve Erve Pater Zoro, she patters. Erve Pater Zoro, Zoro, she patters. Behu Adin Boyel. Weil bei der Soito we can't find Zoro Zoro, so we can't darshan it in. So we don't have it to the Boyel. This is good. If we have to learn out Zoro Zoro from a pasuk. So we say we have a moker for the Erve, we have a moker for the Zoro, but we don't have a pasuk for the Zoro Zoro. But if Zoro Zoro, If Tzora Tzora we could learn Misvore, so then we don't need a Pasuk on Tzora Tzora. So B'meile, Ein Echinami, we don't have a Pasuk on the Boyer by Tzora, but so what? We have by the Baal, Erve and Tzora, who Adin by the Boyer, Erve and Tzora, Tzora Tzora is a Svore. If Lefi Rav Ashi, Tzora Tzora is a Svore, so then we don't have a Mokim to taste the Sisteret. Taisus Teretz is going that we need a drosha for the Erbe, for the Tzora and the Tzora Tzora. We need a drosha for all of the three. Why we need a drosha for all of the three? Erbe, Tzora, and Tzora Tzora. And by the Soito, we only have a pasuk for the Erbe and the Tzora, not for the Tzora Tzora. The boil that comes out from the Baal doesn't have a drosha, but maybe you don't have Tzora Tzora. Or Beluya Tzora 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 would be a Svore, like Mashma and Rashi. So what if the boil will be more from the Baal? I learned now the boil from the Baal that she patters the Tzor, and so the Tzor I know Misvor. This thesis is going to Shitosoi, and of base, the Tzor Tzor also needs a Pasuk. This is Pshat Divrei HaTosfos. And now Be'etzem, Heip Tzachon, the Oimek HaDvorim. I want to go slow, this is Dvorim Koshim, and the more Oimek you go around to them, things become very clear. Be'etzem, we have Rab Kveheger's Kashe. And I want to go do Rab Kveheger's Kashe, and we'll understand, Rab Shleim and everyone explains, why the Mokim to speak out Rab Kveheger's Kashe is now. What is Rab Kveheger's Kashe? Rab Kveheger fragt, we have a Pasuk on the Erve, that the Erve patters the Tzoro, and the Tzoro patters the Tzoro. And even if you have Ashi that it's a svore, it's tzoro b'mokim erve koi b'meile shipatas de tzoro. Frekt Rab Kveheger ala Mishnayes. Why I need a posuk that the tzoro patas de tzoro? Lo memachin de cheshbon. The erve patas de tzoro. The tzoro becomes a ish esach. So for the first brother that cannot marry the erve, he also cannot marry the tzoro. The other brother married the tzoro. For me, it's a ishesach from the first brother. Now she falls leibum. The ishesach could patter her tzoro. Why I need a pasuk for tzora tzoro? Why I need a pasuk for tzora tzoro? I can learn it out myself. The erve patters the tzoro. The tzoro becomes a ishesach. Now let the ishesach to patter her tzoro. Let the ishesach to patter the tzoro. Why I need a pasuk and tzora tzora? Why I need a pasuk and tzora tzora? The erve will patter the tzora, and the tzora becomes the ishesach. Let that ishesach to patter her tzora. I need a pasuk that the erve patters the tzora, and the tzora patters her tzora. Every erve patters the tzora. Every tzora is the ishesach. Ishesach could patter her tzora. The ishesach could patter her tzora. They should talk about the Hutzor. No, it's not Hutzor. The Ishesach is also. Here the Ishesach is also. Now, why Rab Kveheger's Kashe? It's allemal given Rab Kveheger's Kashe. Allemal given Rab Kveheger's Kashe. Why here it's Bazunder Shver? Allemal, what is Rab Kveheger's Kashe? Why we have a pasuk that the erve patters the tzoro and the tzoro patters the tzoro? I don't need a pasuk that the tzoro could patter her tzoro. On a pasuk, the erve patters the tzoro is a ishesach, ishesach patters, and who said ishesach patters? In the Mishnah, ishesach if meimoi patters the tzoro, ishesach if shelo yiboi lomoi patters the tzoro. We know ishesach patters. If we know Ishesach patters, so why I need a pasuk and tzora tzora? Why I need a pasuk and tzora tzora? That's Rab Kveheger's kasha. zog Rav Shleimeh Aze. And Rav Kiva Eger's kasha alein could be, we could have answered. We would find the roots in Rav Kiva Eger's kasha. What the roots in would find Rav Kiva Eger's kasha? In Echetimtze, that is no ishesach. Shleimeh wants to find Echetimtze. I'm not going into it. Maybe we could find more terutzim that does the gufa state in the svar of the Gemara. Some thought as a mistake that does gufa the Gemara says in Av Yud Gimel that the tzora becomes a ishesach and b'meila she patters. And they wanted to learn that does the gufa the svar of Ravashi in the Gemara that the erva patters the tzora and now the tzora becomes a ishesach and b'meila she could patter. B'meila she could patter. Zogt Reb Shleimeh, these are all of Tirutzim and Reb Kiva Eger's kasha. Kiva Eger asks, why I need a posuk? That the erve patters the tzoro, let the tzoro, and the tzoro patters the tzoro, let the tzoro to patter her tzoro, midin tzoro se shesach. So we have to find Tirutzim. Aber Zogt Reb Shleimeh, here in Teisves, we have the kasha la'alocha le'maise. Not why you need a posuk. Not why you need it. And you can answer, maybe the pshat is, does the gufa state in the Gemara? What Taisus is mechadash lemaise? Taisus says that by the boyel, the erve patters the tzoro, but the tzoro doesn't patter the tzoro. Here we have Rav Kiva Eger's kasha b'kol achoymer. By the boyel, the erve patters the tzoro, but there's no tzora tzoro. Why is no tzora tzoro? Ein echenami. You don't have a moker because the only moker is the Baal. And by the Baal you don't have Tzora Tzoro. Or by the El, the Soito pater, the boyel Soito pater the Tzoro. Now the Tzoro is a Ishesach. Let the Ishesach to pater her Tzoro. Taisa says Lemaise that you have a Echetimtze by the boyel, that you have a Tzora Tzoro and she's not Osur. How could be the Tzora Tzoro? How could be the Tzora Tzoro is not Osur? After the Tzoro is a Ishesach, that Ishesach will pater her Tzoro. That is Shesach will pater her tzor. So be'etzen it's Rav Kiva Eger's kasha alemo. It's Rav Kiva Eger's kasha alemo. Why I need a posuk on tzor ha-tzoro? The erve asked the tzor. Now the tzor is Shesach. As Rav Kiva Eger will say, maybe Dossi Gimel. Somebody here was arguing that Dossi Gufa the Gemara and Av Yud Gimel. But here we are asking, forget about Dossi Gufa the Gemara and Av Yud Gimel. Lemaise state in Teisves that the boyel patters the tzoro and the tzoro doesn't patter the tzoro. Oh, but she's a ishesach. No, look at the case. A person was mezana with a isha. The guy divorced her. She married my brother. Now the brother dies. I don't do yibum, not to her, not to the tzoro. The other brother goes and marries the tzoro, and the other brother dies. I could marry the tzoro. So that tzoro doesn't patter her tzoro. Why she's a ishesach? If she's a ishesach, let her to patter her tzoro. If she's a ishesach, let her to patter the tzoro. Why she doesn't patter the tzoro? She's a ishesach. So be'etzem it's Rav Kiva Eger's kasha. Just Rav Kiva Eger's kasha alamol. Rav Kiva Eger's kasha alamol. You can answer ein echenami. You can answer ein echenami. But here we have Rav Kiva Eger's kasha. Not why you need a pasuk. Lemaise. We have a ishesach. The erve patters the tzoro and state that tzoro cannot patter her tzoro. Why? Let the ishesach to patter the tzoro. I don't know. Ishesach patters the tzoro? Yes. Shalom b'olamay patters the tzoro? Yeah. Ishesach me'imay patters the tzoro? Yeah. She's a ishesach. She could patter the tzoro. About this answer. Taisus answered that I don't have a mokoyr. Frekdab Shleimeh, forget him, but Frekdab Elchonon. So what if I don't have a mokoyr? But I have a mokoyr that the erve patters the tzoro. She became a ishesach on tzora tzoro. This is Rav Kiva Eger's kasha. Laws of Taisus, Rav Kiva Eger. No shaykh, but first to hear the kasha. Rav Kiva Eger asked that every tzora tzora doesn't need a pasuk. Why? Because every tzora tzora, be'etzem, she's a tzora ve'ishesach. So alma of Rav Kiva Eger, we have to know, man, you need a drosha, you don't need a drosha, noch the pasuk, far the pasuk, all different cheshbonos. But here we have lemaisa tzora tzora, that Taisa state that the tzora tzora is muter. Tezis Lemaisa is matir the Tzora Tzora. She says by the boyel, the Tzora Tzora is mutter. This is the kasha. This is the kasha. So to answer this chelik of the kasha, and we'll go leat leat, Reb Shleime says a yesoid. The yesoid Reb Chaim said is a lot of nuschos, and for the beginning of the vault, we don't have to use a lot of the nuschos. We could use the nusach hakal. Zog Reb Shleime aze. The tzoro, what is the kasha? We have an erve, she patters the tzoro. The brother goes and marries the tzoro, and he dies. So the halacha is the tzoro patters her tzoro. For Rav Kiveger, let the tzoro to patter her tzoro. Midin Eish Esach. The Eish Esach will patter the tzoro. Why I need a pasuk and tzoro tzoro? Zog Reb Shleime hazeh. Erve patters the tzoro. You know why erve patters the tzoro? The reason erve patters the tzoro, because the erve is a stira leyibum. Right? Bito is a stira leyibum. She patters herself. She patters the tzoro. She's an erve leyibum. The tzoro, well, now became potu. So we say, okay, now that she's potu, she's a ishesach. So now when the second brother marries her and he dies, we have an erve of ishesach. Let that ishesach to pater the tzoro. That's the Rav Kiveger's kasha. Let that ishesach to pater the tzoro. Zog Reb Shleime, that ishesach, beetzem, he's not an erve leyibum. That is Ishesach Be'etzem wants to do Yibum. If you ask the Ishesach of the Tzoro, Ishesach, you want Yibum or you don't want Yibum? What he will say? The Erbe of the Ishesach wants Yibum or doesn't want Yibum? The Erbe of the Ishesach wants Yibum or doesn't want Yibum? Wants Yibum or doesn't want Yibum? The Erbe of the Ishesach. The Erve of the Ishesach wants Yibum or doesn't want Yibum? He wants Yibum. Who doesn't let him? He's together with the Erve. The Erve tells him. Oh, but the Erve, Bitoy, the Bitoy is the Erve le Yibum. It's bad. You can't do marriage with Bitoy. So she burns the Yibum and she patters the Tzoro. The Tzoro, she's burned out because she's because the Bitoy. Oh, but the Erve Shebo, the Ishesach Shebo, the Ishesach Shebo wants Yibum. No, boss, he can't do Yibum. So he, Mitzat Atzmo, he's never an Erve Leibum. He can't do Yibum, but he's not an Erve Leibum. B'meile, he cannot patter the Tzor. B'meile, he cannot patter the Tzor. What could patter the Tzor? Bito could patter the Tzor. But when the Ishesach will Yibum. The Erve of the Ishesach is the reason for yes. He yells, yes, yes, yes. We tell him, no, 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 you can't, we don't let you. He says, yeah, we can't let you. The Bito yells, no. When something is the Erve, she patters the Tzoro. Oh, but the Ishesach, Be'etzem Mitzad Atzmo, he wants Yibum. Ishesach Mi'imoy Lemoshel doesn't want Yibum. Ishesach Yivshaloi Hoyo Bo'i Lomoy doesn't want Yibum. So that is Taka Erve Le'Yibum. This is what the Mishnah state, that it's a Erve Le'Yibum. Shaloi Bo'i Lomoy is a Erve Le'Yibum. Aber ich es ach von der Zorro, der ich es ach will Yibum. Der ich es ach mit seinem Atzma is a reason for yes. It's not a reason for no. Rebel Povarsky and Ponovich Alamo would say a Moshel. Would say a Givaldike Moshel. He would say, in Shabbos, the halacha is, we say Tzidkosro and Mincha. Aber Lama Zogin is Yontef, you don't say Tachnun, so you don't say Tzidkosro. No, every Shabbos you also don't say Tachnun. So why you say Tzidkosro? The Shabbos is a reason for yes, not a reason for no. The Ishesach is not called the Erve. Klap the Yibum, Ishesach is yes, it's not a no. So Bemele, even if you can the Yibum, the Ishesach is never a reason for no. Ishesach is never a reason for no. La. Bemele. Even in the Fila Shnia, we explained Alemol that Yibum is Deicha Evi Yisur Eishesach. Only if it's Eishesach Mach was the first one, only if it's an Erve Dir, then you can't do Yibum. And while Dir is not an Erve, so may that can't pater weiter. So we'll go weiter. B'meile, b'soito the same thing. Tzora soito asuro. You're right that tzora soito asuro, but she cannot pater a tzora. She's not a erve leibu. She's not a erve leibu. Her ishes ach be'etzim is not a erve leibu. Her ishes ach be'etzim is not a erve leibu. Men afil shniyo. Why? That ishes ach wants yibu. Tzora is only potu. We have a posuk. Litzroi. Or the Svore from the Gemore, Tzora v'mokim erve kaime. But on the posuk, on the Svore of Tzora Tzora, on the droshes, the Tzora would not patu the Tzora mitzah ad eishesach. Now, this is a double poshut. This Aleph, the Yesoid Aleph from Reb Shloime. Reb Shloime brings down, I'm taking a piece. It's chelik in the Chidushim, chelik in the Shiurim. Chai ve'lavim ve'ese. Reb Chaim asked the kasha. We know Chai ve'lavim ve'ese, im balu lo ikonu. We bought a machleikes, if the eishesach comes back or the eishesach doesn't come back. Sidor Rishonim Teisarosh that learns that Chai ve'lavim ve'ese im balu lo ikonu, she's mufka from the mitzvah, she's mufka from the mitzvah, the eishesach comes back. She's mufka from the mitzvah, the eishesach comes back. Frek Reb Chaim, so hey, Chai ve'lavim ve'ese, why they don't pater the tzoro? The eishesach came back. Let the eishesach to pater the tzoro. The Torah says, the eishesach will yibum. Chavilam ve'ese, you can't do yibum. Oh, but the eishesach will yibum. If the eishesach wants yibum, it doesn't pater the tzoro. She's chayev kores. Oh, but the eishesach will yibum. Amen, it doesn't pater the tzoro, chavilam ve'ese. I'll be a pelle later, we'll find one rishon that does ask the kasha. It's mamish v'tzoro chiyum. But lechur, the fidus avone, it's mamish glat. Chavilam ve'ese, the eishesach came back. Oh, but the eishesach is nishken erve le'yibum. The Shesach is oimed le'yibum. The Shesach will yibum. The Welt says that this poshte Teref from Reb Shleime, Rab Kivi Eger also knew. Rab Kivi Eger is holding after that. If we see the Rab Kivi Eger inside, Rab Kivi Eger didn't get up and ask, I don't understand why you need a posuk on Tzora Tzora after the Erve Asur the Tzora is the Eishesach and state in the Mishneh that Eishesach patus the Tzora Eishesach if me'imoy shelo yeboi lomoy state that Eishesach patus the Tzora. This is the way we ask Rav Kiveger's kasha alemol. Rav Kiveger didn't ask like that. He knew Rav Shleimes Teretz. Eishesach me'imoy is the Erve le'ibum. Eishesach shelo yeboi lomoy is the Erve le'ibum. Well, it's an erve leibum. Here is nishken erve leibum. The eishesach will yibum. The eishesach will yibum. Rab Kivi Eger asked from three places. Here we have one kasha, and I will ask you the kasha. Ailonis. Why Rav Asi holds that Ailonis patters the tzoro? The eishesach will yibum. If you see the Rebel Chonon, this is the way Rebel Chonon starts the kasha right away. Maishno me Ailonis. Rebel Chonon. In Kevitz Ahores, Beis Dalet, he only asks one kasha. Why the Tzora Soito doesn't pater the Tzora? Rab Kivi Eger's kasha. My shnomi Ailonis. What is Ailonis? My brother dies, he has a wife. The Eishesach yells, he wants Yibum. But she can't bring kids, so we don't let him to marry. So she paters the Tzora. What is the Erve? Eishesach. The Eishesach will Yibum. The Eishesach will Yibum. Shelo yaboi lomoi, the Eishesach. The curve of the Eishesach will Yibum or will Nish? As the Eishesach, the closeness, he wants Yibum or not? Shelo yaboi lomoi, the connection doesn't want Yibum. Achisochim me'imoi, the connection doesn't want Yibum. Tzoras Erve, the Eishesach wants Yibum. He can't do it because the Erve tells him. But the Eishesach wants Yibum, so it doesn't pater me'ibum. Iron is, the Eishesach be'etzem wants Yibum. The Eishesach be'etzem wants Yibum. Val the Eishesach be'etzem wants Yibum, the curve of the Eishesach has a problem. So normal Eishesach. So lechure, it cannot pater the Tzora. So we have Taki Amiroim that hold that it cannot pater the Tzora. Aber was kementon Rav Ravasi hold that it does pater the Tzora. Now we're holding in Rav Ravasi that hold that it does pater the Tzora. Why? If we say in a Yisoid that an Erve Dike Eishesach, Eishesach min afil azu, this Eishesach cannot pater the Tzora. So lechur ba'ailanis, why the Eishesach will pater the Tzora? The Teretz is, Evi Eishas Ach Patas the Tzoro. Maish no chai velavim. Why I need a posuk on Tzora Tzoro? Tzora Soito. So, why I don't have Tzora Tzoro? Let Eishas Ach to Pater. We sing a Yesoi. Asi ni ishken ervedik Eishas Ach. It doesn't Pater the Tzoro. Maish no me Ailonis. So the answer on Ailonis has to be, maybe we'll have to marry on it later in the sugya of Ailonis, while she's mufka from the whole parsha, so it's not only afkor that be'etzem she wants and we tell her no, because she cannot have kids, so she's not in the parsha of wanting. Like Shaloi Bo'ilomoi is not in the parsha of Yibum, Eishes Ach that falls le Yibum mitzad atzmoi and dover acher goram lo. This is called Eishes Ach as vil Yibum, like a tzoro. She herself is a gantz and a file. Punk, someone else in the house is disturbing. Chai velavim. She herself is a Yibum. Punk is chai velavim ve'ese. Punk is chai velavim ve'ese. Ma she'en ken. Eilenish, she's mufka in ganzen from the parsha. Weil she's mufka in ganzen from the parsha. She's mufka from the whole parsha in ganzen. She's mufka from the whole parsha in ganzen. Weil she's mufka in the whole parsha in ganzen. This is the reason. She's called the Erev Leib. We'll have to miyashev Eilenish yet. And then Mishnayos alein Rav Kiva Eiger didn't bring Eilenis. Maybe it was Poshet to him also. In different places Rav Kiva Eiger asked him Eilenis. And the Mishnayos, maybe this was Poshet to Rav Kiva Eiger also, that this is a different. But Rav Kiva Eiger asked from a second place. From Rashi and Daf Ches Amud Beis. Rashi and Ches Amud Beis. Rashi says, Rebbe doesn't learn Litzroy. Rashi in Ches Amud Beis Dibur HaMasri Limken. Rashi learns Alibe de Rebbe. Rebbe doesn't have a posuk of Litzroy. Zogt Rashi, so how we know Tzora Tzora? Zogt Rashi very poshut. Rebbe learns Kol she'ein lekuchim ba'achas ein lekuchim ba'shniyo. How we know that Erve Patas de Tzora? Not from Litzroy, ela velokcho. Im ein lekuchim ba'achas ein lekuchim ba'shniyo. So how we know Tzora Tzora? Zogt Rashi, ein lekuchim ba'achas, ein lekuchim ba'shniyo. So she becomes Eishes Ach. Nu benefilo shniyo, im ein lekuchim ba'achas, ein lekuchim ba'shniyo. Zogt Rav Kiva Eiger, steht klar in Rashi, that after that the Tzora becomes Eishes Ach, that Eishes Ach part is the Tzora, read the Rashi inside, Ches Amud Beis. Da'ay ve'lokh le'gufu de'ose, וצורה צורסה אינה ממאוכי נפקה, דמשנוב לו לצורס ערווה מאוכי ורישוין, נדחס הערווה ממנו נסרו לו ולא משום אישסך, וכשנסייד בו לאוכי ושני ולא אישו אחרס ומייס, וחוזרו ונוב לו לפני זה, לא יקרינו מבזו שנסרו לו ולא קחו. הלקח תוויו אסירים וכן לא אוי לו. ואישסך קומס בק, ושיפטס דצורה. Freit Rav Kiva Eiger steht in Rashi that the Erve asks the Tzora becomes the Eishes Ach, and now with the Filo Shnio, that Eishes Ach pates weiter. Zogt Rav Shloime, this is in the Chidush Rav Shloime, very poshut. We're not changing the Yesoids. See, the Erve Dike Eishes Ach, and not Erve Dike Eishes Ach. Erve Dike Eishes Ach pates the Tzora, Nishken Erve Dike Eishes Ach doesn't pater the Tzora. Eishes Ach that mitzad atzmo Yisroi leibum is not a stira leibum. Eishes Ach that mitzad atzmo is not a stira leibum doesn't pater the Tzora. You have to come to a posuk of Litzroi. But on them it doesn't pater. I Rashi and Afchesh state that Lefi Rebbe is no Litzroi, it's only Lokachas, im ein lekuchim ba'achas, im lekuchim ba'shniyo. So how you know Tzora Tzora? So, yeah? Zogt Rash, Zogt Reb Shleim, Avad, if it's not an Erve Dike Eishes Ach, it doesn't pater the Tzoro. Aber Rashi is going a libe de Rebbe, the miut is not mitzad that the Erve paters the Tzoro. Im ein lekuchim be'achas, ein lekuchim ba'shniyo. As I said, klar. Im ein lekuchim be'achas, ein lekuchim ba'shniyo. So you write that it's not an Erve Dike Eishes Ach. Aber lemaise it's Eishes Ach. Im ein lekuchim be'achas, ein lekuchim ba'shniyo. So till here, this chelek is very glad. This chelek is very glad. Shleimer brings more rice. Time later, we have to see them inside. But the yesoid is ain't yesoid. Erve dikei shesach patus de tzoro, nishken erve dikei shesach doesn't patus de tzoro. Erve dikei shesach patus de tzoro, nishken erve dikei shesach doesn't patus de tzoro. Tzoro soit, evi tzoro is nishken erve dikei shesach, she can't patus de tzoro. Very glad, very glad. Island is, yo erve, shlobo ilomo, yo erve. Es ist auch in mir immer jetzt hier erwe. Sog der Welt, Rav Kibbe Eger knows all of that. Sag Rav Kibbe Eger knows all of that. Kommt Rav Kibbe Eger. Und Rav Kibbe Eger, und es geht euch zu sehen inside. Rav Kibbe Eger ist essen gekasche after the whole Rav Schleime. And Rav Kibbe Eger is asking the follow question. I want to say it by Alpe, and then we'll try to see it inside. As a Gemara later on in Daf Lamed Beis, listen carefully, it's a Yesodik Sdike Gemara. My brother married a lady. He married Rochel. I'm also now by Rochel. What is the Avera for me to marry this Rochel? Chutzu Meishasish. What is the Isu? Meishasach. I went and I married her sister, Leah. Now, if I marry Rochel, what Isu I have? Only Eishesach, Ein Isu Chalal Isu, Ein Isu Chalal Isu. And Eishesach is a starker Isu from Achus Isha. Why? Because Eishesach is even Achar Misas. Achus Isha is a leichter Isu. So the Gemara says in Lamed Beis, Ein Isu Chalal Isu. Now my brother dies. I want to do Yibum. I could do Yibum or not. My brother dies, I could do Yibum or not. Eish Yisach, I could do Yibum. But the Val is not Achus Isha. Zog the Gemara, but if the Eish Yisach will go off, the Achus Isha will come. So b'meila what happens? The Eish Yisach doesn't go off. Lemay said, I can't do Yibum. So if I can't do Yibum, so the Eish Yisach doesn't go off. So the Gemara calls it Mitle Tole Vekoi, and the Eish Yisach doesn't go off. Zog Teisus, Beseder. The Eish Yisach doesn't go off, why I can't marry the Tzoro? It's not a Achus Isha. Zog Teisus, it's a Tzoro of Eish Yisach. And Eish Yisach patus the Tzoro. Ein Echinami, it's not a Achus Isha. It's Eish Yisach, but the Eish Yisach patus the Tzoro. Lama zan the Teisus lamed Beis Amud Aleph in the bottom. Loi Poka, ve'af al gav de loi chai Elisa Achus Isha, אסור עונה מייצור ליבם כיוון דלוי פוקה איסור אישסך כמו איילוניס דו איסר אצור עושו תייסס נוס from where to bring משולים אף אגב דה אין בו אלו איסור אישסך so steht את אישסך פטס דה צור קלורנד שלם, steht קלורנד את אישסך פטס דה צור again, דה אחוס אישו is not חל The Eish Yisach doesn't go off, because if it will go off, Achus Isha will come. So b'meile the Eish Yisach doesn't go off. So b'meile now is the Isur Eish Yisach. I, what will part of the Tzoro, the Eish Yisach? I'm asking you a shayla. This Eish Yisach will Yibum or will Nishken Yibum? This Eish Yisach wants Yibum or not? This Eish Yisach, why not? This is a normal Eish Yisach like a Tzoro. This is a normal Eish Yisach that be'etzem it's at the curve of the Eish Yisach I need to do Yibum. Oh, but because the Achus Isha I can't do Yibum, so the Eish Yisach becomes a Erve. State that this kind of Eish Yisach becomes a Erve le'Yibum. This kind of Eish Yisach is a Erve le'Yibum. If this Eish Yisach is a Erve le'Yibum, why is it a Erve le'Yibum? Zog Teisus, k'moy Ailonis, if you have Eish Yisach, the Eish Yisach patus me'Yibum. So steht, zog Rav Kibbe Eger, steht in Teisus Lamed Beis, that when the Erve patters the Yevamo le'Yibum, that Yevamo, her Eish Yisach becomes a Erve dike Eish Yisach, right? It becomes the Erve Dikei Shesach. As I state. So first we have to understand why. We said from Reb Shleime that it's not like that. We said that the tzoro, the eishesach from the tzoro, is not a ervedik eishesach, right? We said the eishesach from the tzoro is not a ervedik eishesach. We have to come to the posuk of Litzroy to make the tzoro tzoro also. But the eishesach from the tzoro, we said, is not a ervedik eishesach. So why the eishesach from the erve alein is the ervedik eishesach? Why the eishesach from the erve is called the ervedik eishesach? Rab Kveiger is coming and he's asking his kasha from deer. He knows all of the Gemaras. He's not asking Shalom Olamoy. He's not asking Veshesachim Meimoy. Fragt Rab Kveiger, aber steht in Teisus Lamed Beis, steht in Teisus Lamed Beis, that the Erve herself, not only she herself is an Erve Leibum and she patters the Tzoro, she herself, her Eishes Ach comes back, and that Eishes Ach could pater the Tzoro. No? Steht klar that the Eishes Ach comes back, and that Eishes Ach could pater the Tzoro. So, before we explain it, so what you're telling me is the difference in the Erve and the Tzoro. Aber steht in Thesis that when the Erve herself is Osur, not only the Erve, so someone will ask you now, like, why Tzoras Erve is also? Why, what do you tell them? For two reasons. First, she's a Tzorah of the Erve. Second, she's a Tzorah of the Eishesach. Mask him? As they state in Teis Lamed Beis? That every Tzoras Erve is also not only because she's a Tzorah of the Erve, also because she's a Tzorah of the Eishesach. As they state klar in Tesis. That every Erve is also, first because she's a Tzoras Erve, but not only that, even in the case that the Erve is not Chazok Tesis, but the Eishesachal. And the Eishesach could batter the Tzor. She state in Tesis that in every Erve, not only the Erve patters the Tzor, the Eishesach also could batter the Tzor. So, first it's a Kasha and Reb Shleime. We'll have to explain it. But first, before Reb Shleime, Frank Reb Naftali and our Teisves. So the Soita herself, she's also one because she's a Soita. Second of all, she's also because what? She's a Eishesach. Let that Eishesach to pat the Tzora Tzora. Einachanami, the Soita cannot make Tzora Tzora. But let the Eishesach of the Tzora to make Tzora Tzora. Let the Eishes Ach of the Soita to make Tzora Tzora. Shemot. Let the Eishes Ach of the Soita to make Tzora Tzora. So again, Reb Shleime is mechadesh to us that the Eishes Ach that mitzad atzmei wants Yibum is nishken erve leYibum. Eishes Ach is nishken erve leYibum. What is the erve leYibum? Only a erve that is a stira leYibum. The Eishes Ach is not a stira. So we have an answer on every Tzora Soita. And every Tzora Tzora. We have an answer why by Soita Tzora Tzora is not also. Because she's not a Erve Leibu. Fregt Rab Kveiger, Rabin Teisus Lamed Beis state that the Erve herself, even in the case that she's not Chal, the Erve herself, the Eishesach of the Erve becomes also and it patters the Tzora. So first we have to know what is the Chiluk, the Tzora and the Erve. Abalam Ezer will find the Chiluk. And we will answer that the Erve alein, the Eishesach becomes Erve Dik Eishesach. So the Shaila is, so by Soito, Einachinami, we don't have a Pasuk and Tzora Tzora B'Soito. Einachinami, we don't have a Pasuk and Tzora Tzora B'Soito. But let the Soito herself to the boil to make the Eishesach to come back. And after the Eishesach comes come back, let that Eishesach to pater the Tzora. So I want to be Maimi the Dvori. Where we have to try to get. We have bet some Alamot Zwei Kashas that we have to Ois Cheshbu. Rab Kiveiger's Kashas. Why you need a Pasuk and Tzora Tzoro? Teipuk Lemitzad Eishesach. And Alamot we have to Choshev again. Not only Rab Kiveiger's Kashas Be'alme. Rab Kiveiger's Kashas Klapi the Teisves. Tzora Soito, Teisa says it's not Tzora Tzora, Me'ot Rab Kveiger's Kashe on a Teretz. Rab Kveiger's Kashe on a Teretz. We have a Yisur Eishesach, let that Eishesach to pater the Tzora. And on that we have a Yesod of Reb Shleime. There is two kinds of Eishasach. And Tzora Tzora is not called the Erbedik Eishasach. But the Eishasach will Yibum. The Eishasach will Yibum. With all the Rayas, Chai Velavim, he brings more Rayas. The Eishasach Mitzad Atzmai wants Yibum. And while the Eishasach Mitzad Atzmai wants Yibum, it's not an Erbele Yibum, it can't part of the Tzora. And that we have Rab Kvei Eger's Kashe. Island is maybe we have to be Meyashev. But we have Rab Kvei Eger's Kashe. Again, we said, in Shaloi Ba Iloma, it's Poshet, and it's also. Eishas Ochim Meima, it's Poshet. Only here we have the Rab Shleime. Zoyt Rab Kvei Eger, I understand, but Voskim and Ton and Tesis Lamed Beis, and Achus Isha that was married to my brother, and then I married the other sister, so it's no Isra Achus Isha. So why I can't do Yibum? Because Mitla Tola Dekoy, but it's Isra Eishasach, and Zog Tesis that Eishasach could pater, and Tesis is taka careful. He brings a Raya from Ireland. He doesn't bring a Raya from Shaloi Boi Lomoi, and he doesn't bring a Raya from Imoi. But Tesis brings down from Ireland that Eishasach could pater. So, Bemele, first we have to understand how this stims with Reb Shleime. Kilu, Reb Shleime answered Reb Kivei Eger. He answered 2 out of 3. Reb Kivei Eger says, I understand you. And there I can say the Yesod of Reb Shleime. And not only that, why in Soito we don't have the same cheshbon? That the Soito herself, not the Tzoro, the Yesh'ach of the Soito will come back. The Eishasach of the Soito will come back and let him to Pata Tzora Tzora. So ich betake, well, this is the Yesodus, to seek good the Reb Shleime, that everyone will know the tastes with the Reb Shleime glad, so as we can end the Zach Bezos Hashem.